The Emotionally Uncomfortable podcast is going live. Yes, you heard that correct. You can come ask your questions and get free live coaching. I'm going to be talking about all things attracting profit and parenting, which if you've been around for a while, profit equals time flexibility, emotional freedom, and all things money and wealth building. And of course, parenting. Come ask about why your kids do what they do, how to motivate your teens, and how you can become the adults they need. And the cool side effect is you can apply these principles to other relationships in your life, like your marriage, team building, and even your own parents. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live to check out the next live podcast recording dates and topics. That's Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, live. See you there. Mom is in Control, episode 296, The Counterintuitive Way to Manage Your Time for Massive Growth. Hey ladies, okay, so today's episode was inspired by two things. One, I have a new program coming out that I will tell you about towards the end of the podcast. So if that's something you're interested in, then hang on tight and listen at the end. It's the Mom is in Control Time and Energy Intensive. For more details, just go to momisincontrol.com/intensive. Okay, so I'm always searching the interwebs and thinking about motherhood. And time and energy are going to be the theme for the rest of October for me. But now I'm getting triggered, more and more triggered with these memes and blogs, you know, massive mainstream blogs that I'm reading from bloggers. And it's really sad because, you know, when I look and it says that these blogs have been shared like thousands and thousands of times, this is why, you know, mainstream culture is what it is. And it's also why things can become so trendy, even if it's not healthy for you. So again, this blog post was being circled on Facebook, and it's called Moms Only Get 30 Minutes of Me Time a Day If You're Wondering Why We're So Bitchy. And I thought, okay, clever topic. Let me read this. So I'm going to be talking about the counterintuitive ways to manage your energy for massive growth in a second. And you guys have heard me talk about this before if you are an avid podcast listener. But I wanted to bring awareness to podcasts, or not podcasts, to blog posts like this, because I think it does more harm than good. And it's almost like, you know, when they say your actions speak louder than your words, but also like, words hurt, like that old saying of like sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. But the truth is that like words actually do matter. Words are very, very powerful. So when a woman who feels lost and confused and isolated and overwhelmed, and she's looking for support, and all of a sudden, you know, she's Googling like mom blogs and she's reading about all of these motherhood blogs about how overwhelmed people are and how depressed parenting can be and how isolating it can be, it's actually a self-fulfilling prophecy. And what does that mean? That means you could, you know, if I'm sitting here going, I have no energy, right? I have absolutely no energy. I'm exhausted. And I look around me and everyone else doesn't have energy and they're exhausted. I'm like, oh, good. I must be on the right path. And that's exactly what my story was, right? I was sick. I was overwhelmed. I had young children, and you know, even family members said it will get better. It will get better. Not that I probably would have taken people's advice, but I didn't have any positive role models around me of women who were kind of leading the change and saying, you know what, it doesn't need to be like this. So there is a saying out there: create what you need. And I needed a role model, therefore I decided to become one. Okay, now I'm going to read you some of this podcast or this blog post. I don't know why I keep saying podcast. This blog post, and I want you to listen to the limiting beliefs and the cultural dynamic that is placed upon us, the cultural unconscious expectations. And I know, because I was reading this and I'm like, okay, I teach this stuff. I could see how even now it's so easy to put a blind expectation on yourself when nobody else has told you to do that, right? No one else has told you to do that to yourself. So this blog post says, moms have basically no time, according to this study. Here's some depressing and educational news to start your day. The average parent only gets 30 minutes of me time each day. Pretty sure dads get at least as long, just counting their time spending on the toilet. So I'm going to keep it real here and just say moms. So one, you're already putting men down, which I'm not a fan of because we're like, oh, he never shows up. Oh, he's just sitting and shitting on the toilet all day. No, he's not. He's doing way more than that. And it creates such a divide for this co-parenting that we crave. Like, yeah, let's just, you know, put our spouses down or put the father down, even if he is, you know, a douchebag and a lowlife. It's not saying that all dads, you know, take 30-minute shits on the toilet. So I get that this is supposed to be enlightening and funny, but I don't know. I don't find this kind of stuff humorous. I think it can actually be very detrimental to the mental health of women and parents and human beings today. So the next time you're feeling a little snippy for no obvious reason, maybe this enlightening study will provide clues. I think that's a great point. Maybe the fact that you're being bitchy is a sign that something needs to change in your life. So just keep observing how this blog post and this quote-unquote study, whatever study it is perpetuating the victim mentality and the powerlessness that isn't being instilled in women and mothers today. So even though, you know, this whole stuff that's going on in the media with men and women and sexual assault and things like that, I want you to be very mindful that blog posts like this are a slippery slope for allowing women to believe that they are powerless. So it says, a survey conducted by Meal Delivery Service found that the typical parent has just 32 stupid minutes to themselves each day. 32 minutes out of 24 entire hours. And if a mom is lucky, because guess what, guys? Again, right? That belief, self-care is selfish. Taking time for yourself, oh, that's selfish, right? Because what's the opposite? Apparently, you're going to be bitchy. So if you're lucky, and I'm saying this with air quotes, and you can't see me because it's just luck, right? It's just the luck of the draw. You have nothing to do with this. Clearly, I'm being sarcastic. And if a mom is lucky, 7 of those minutes are spent in the shower. 9 of them shaves the bottom half of her legs. And the study also found that some parents are literally hiding from their kids to get a few precious moments of zen. The fact that that will surprise absolutely no mom ever. Of course it won't. Because I'm literally trying to create a current in a freaking river in the opposite direction of what it's currently flowing. And I can't do it by myself, right? So you need to take charge of your life. Clearly, I'm getting angry. Okay. The survey discovered that 32% of parents don't even stop working until 8 p.m. Who's putting shackles on your hands? Interesting. I'm fortunate that my job wraps up at a very reasonable hour every day, but once that's over, I have errands, cleaning, cooking, and other adult business to attend. Guess what, honey? So do I. So does everybody else. That's aside from my job as a mom, which includes driving people to practices, games, lessons, playdates, helping with homework, following them around to make sure they shower and brush their teeth. Yes, because you definitely need to follow your children around everywhere, because if you don't, you're a bad mom. Hence, enter more sarcasm. It's never ending, really, which is why these 32 minutes even seem a bit generous. I did venture that most days I get maybe half that. The study found that the average parent with a full-time job also spends around 18 hours each week directly taking care of their kids. Add that to a 40-hour work week, not too many hours are left over. Guess what, guys? We're going to be talking about the counterintuitive approach because everybody still has 24 hours in a day and everybody still might work 40 hours a week, which is great. I still work and I can still take care of myself. And I'm going to tell you how to do that in a second. And then she goes on to say, because of my job, oh God, this line really gets under my skin. Because if my job or my kids or my husband don't need me, my dogs do. Since when do we feel that we are servants to our children, to our husbands, and to our dogs? Your children can support you as well. Your husband can support you as well. It's not about, I am here and I give, 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 and there's nothing left over for myself. Right? Hey, honey, I don't have time for that right now. As you can see, our limiting beliefs from, I don't fucking know, the beginning of time are still trapped in our brain and our being, believing that, like, well, if everybody else doesn't need me, then there's nothing left for myself. Or my neighbor wants to chat for a little bit, or I have a meeting with my kids' various activities. Yes, because if my neighbor wants to chat and I'm on my way to do something, or, you know, I'm on the way to the gym, or I'm about to go for a run, and I feel like I don't have quote unquote time to talk to my neighbor, why do I have to stop and talk to my neighbor? I say, hey, bud, I'm going for a run. I'll be right back. Why do we feel like these boundaries of everyone else's expectations and their agendas need to override ourselves? And I'll be talking about this more in a second. So I didn't really need data to tell me that I have basically zero time for myself. You choose to have zero time for yourself, FYI. Just like most moms, the day starts and ends with doing shit for everyone else but me. The day starts and ends with doing shit for everyone else but you, because you choose that. I wake up mere minutes before my son, and the moment his little feet hit down the hall, I'm up and running. Awesome. Again, personal choice. Making waffles, going through take-home folders, starting laundry, checking in for work briefly, trying to drink half a coffee, walking the dogs. If you don't have time for your dogs, like, again, nobody, like, dropped them on your front doorstep and said, if you don't take my dogs, I'm going to kill you. You chose to have pets, therefore you chose to take care of them. The clock starts and doesn't stop for another 14 hours. Awesome. I need to give this lady a great morning routine that will help her realign her energy. It's no wonder 32 minutes a day is the best we can do. Okay. I'm going to reach out to Scary Mom. If anyone knows this woman from Scary Mom, I want to talk to her. Her name is Valerie Williams. Okay. The last few sentences say, do I have a solution? Not really. The battle for alone time has been a struggle for moms since time. I guess parents hiding from their kids is more than just a funny meme. It's a survival tactic. Awesome. Okay, ladies, I know I'm kind of like ripping through this blog post. And part of me, you know, no negativity towards the author of the blog post, but I had to call it out because this is an epidemic. And, you know, when I started my business, I did it out of sheer need for myself, because I was like, why do I need to die in order to, like, feel alive? Why? I don't understand. And the more and more that I work with women, the more I realize that this is like a huge issue. Feeling and believing that you don't have time for yourself because of the guilt and the overwhelm and the fear that come into place that if you actually do create space for yourself. But as you can see, you know, we're yelling and screaming at our children and we're quote unquote bitchy, I love that word too. We're quote unquote bitchy, because we don't have time for ourselves. So therefore the world just needs to like handle it. I don't understand. So I remember podcasting about this before, of like the three reasons why you're yelling. I don't know if you can hear my kids in the background. I feel like they're getting really close to me. I'm in my office and they're right behind the office playing with some guns or something. So anyways, a few podcasts ago, probably about 10-ish or less podcasts ago, I talked about, you know, the real reasons why you're yelling and how to stop. And everyone wants to know, like, how do I get my child to listen to me? Like, what specific words do I need to say? I try to say it in a nice voice, but why are they not listening? Why am I still yelling? And the truth is, it's because you have absolutely no control over your energy. You have no control over your emotional well-being. You have no control over managing your big emotions. When yelling is your go-to, that's just a habit, right? Like, I could literally have somebody scream in my face now and I could say, hey, like, I see you're really upset. What's going on? Fight or flight response is a real thing. And when your body, when you've been in this constant state of stress, like overreaction, for decades, it's not just going to change overnight, right? Like, you need to have a deliberate plan, and you need to execute on that plan on a daily basis. And you need to be willing to take ownership for the words that come out of your mouth. And you need to take ownership for how you show up in the world. And I also understand that this blog, you know, why do I say blog? This podcast could be very confronting and you're like, damn, she's just punching me in the face over and over again. And I'm really doing this for the benefit of you and your children, because what I see is people want the quick fix and everyone will buy a quick fix, right? That's why the diet pill industry is so big, and the supplement industry, and like the fitness industry in itself, of like lose 10 pounds in 10 minutes. And we're realizing that it's not sustainable and it's leaving people feeling not enough, worthless, afraid, very sick, and dying as well. I remember having a friend, and her mother passed from just taking too many supplements, just trying to have the perfect body, and it killed her. So be mindful of your thoughts and your beliefs around this. And I encourage you to become the trailblazer. I encourage you to take a stand for how you want to feel in your life, and take a stand for, you know, for how you, if you can't do it for yourself, then do it for your children or somebody else that you love, and how you want them to feel about their life. So the counterintuitive way to manage your time and your energy is be aware of your lack mindset. Never enough, never enough time. Projecting of how you think and feel about yourself onto others, right? Like, oh, there's never enough time for me. Well, have you like made a stand and a stake and declared like, hey, I want to do this, or I want to go here, or I want to do that? And I get it. I have three boys, but you know, they're a little bit older now. So it's easier for me to say, hey, I'm going to go for a walk, or I want to do this. But I still feel guilty. I still feel guilty all the time when I'm making a stand for myself. And I also realize that sometimes the guilt that I'm projecting onto my family is my own resistance of not wanting to do the work. Because if I do the work, then that means, you know, I'm going to grow and evolve. And growth and evolution as a person is really uncomfortable, right? When you're up-leveling, when you're being more visible, when you are, you know, feeling better in your body and people are starting to notice, when, you know, you get comments like, oh, must be nice. Oh, da, da, da. And I'm like, yes. And I had to work for it to get here. So I get why people use their children as an excuse to play small. But it's also not healthy and not sustainable, especially if you feel isolated and alone. You need to ask for help. You need to say, I need support. Now, let's just say you just had a baby and you're breastfeeding, or, you know, the baby needs you all the time. Like, I get it. You're sleep deprived, you're all of these things, but there's still ways that you can take a stand for yourself. You could bring the child with you and get out of the house. You could, you know, ask somebody to come over so that you could sleep or take a shower. And it's okay to allow your child to cry. You don't have to do the sleeping out method, but it's okay if you're like, you know what, I just need like an hour nap. I'm going to pop some headphones in and I know somebody's watching my baby. And I know I just fed the child and yada, yada, yada. I'm going to take a nap. You gotta take little sips of inspiration and ask yourself, what is my soul craving? I also know, you know, when you first have a baby, I remember, I had two home births, and my last home birth, I asked my midwife, I said, do you have a list of like rules for people? And so I put these rules on my front door and people thought I was crazy. And I was like, I don't fucking care. I'm pretty sure everyone thinks I'm crazy, so I'm okay with that. And it was like, don't stay long, wash your hands, don't ask stupid questions. If I'm tired and I tell you I want a nap, like leave immediately. Like it was all these crazy rules. Don't bring gifts for the baby, bring food. It was a list from the midwives. And I thought this is epic because people come, they spend hours and hours and hours and you're exhausted and you don't, you know, you're just like, I'm just hungry and I just want to sleep and I just want to like whip my boobies out so this baby can like suck on them or, you know, have a bottle and feed this child or whatever you need to do. But it's really about just owning your sacred space and respecting yourself. This is huge, guys, respecting yourself. Another thing when parents say to me, like, I don't feel respected from my child, and I will ask the parent, like, are you respecting yourself? And they're like, well, what do you mean? Like, I don't know how I'm not respecting myself. And you have to respect your time and your energy. I remember when I started my business, I was terrified and I started creating space for myself at home and I'd actually get rid of the kids for a few hours. And then when I would do that, my friends would start calling me and be like, hey, can you babysit my kid? And I'm like, I just got a babysitter for my kid. Why am I going to babysit your kid? And they got mad at me. And I'm like, does this make sense? So realize the second you make any shift in your life, you're going to piss people off and that's okay. So I want you to imagine. So again, the counterintuitive way, right? The intuitive way, the mainstream way is pretty much what I just read in that amazing blog post, which was, give, give, give to everybody else. Don't give to yourself. And when you're a bitch, you can blame the world and you have nothing to do about it. And you don't take any ownership for your actions or the words that come out of your mouth. And I'm like, great. How's that going to help you with your relationships? How's that going to help you with the relationship you have with your child? How's that going to help you, you know, with your marriage or your partnership? And oh, how is that going to help you when you're in your business and, you know, you're trying to have positive communication with your clients? Like if I was a bitch all the time, do you think my clients would want to work with me? Probably not, right? Like they're going to be attracted to your energy. So if you're really hard to work with, you're losing money in your business. You're definitely wasting your time on things that aren't life enhancing for you. So the second way for the counterintuitive way to manage your time for massive growth, get clear on how you want to feel and make that your North Star. So you've heard me talk about core desired feelings many, many times, right? So the way that I coach people is very different than a lot of what I've read in parenting books and what their therapists have told them and everything else like that. And I won't even have certain conversations because I think it's detrimental to somebody's health. So let's just say you took somebody who is allergic to pizza. I know that's random. And you put them on a meal plan, right? This is me. I don't do meal plans, but I'm just trying to give you a visual. You put them on a meal plan and it's like they have all these vegetables and you like if they eat pizza, they will die. Okay. Complaining about what is not working in your life is like eating pizza. So when I'm working with people and we're talking, I'm like, okay, let's create the meal plan, right? Let's work on the veggies. Let's focus our energy and attention on the veggies. And the person comes to me and they're like, pizza, 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 pizza. I'm like, I am not going to give pizza any energy. Why? Because it's going to kill you. It's not serving you. So when I say to you, get clear on how you want to feel and make that your North Star. A lot of times people will say to me, I want to be patient, I want to feel strong, and I want to feel alive. Okay, let's just pretend those are the core desired feelings. Great. What actions are you taking on a daily basis to feel patient? What does the patience mean in your body and in your energy? What are you doing on a daily basis to feel strong? What are you doing on a daily basis to feel alive? If I ask you that question and you're like, I have no idea, it's going to take some time and energy and effort. Effort. You heard that? Effort. Effort. It's going to take some space to think about that and to have some clarity, and it might not come to you right away. But just because you know how you want to feel doesn't mean it's going to happen if you are not executing on those daily actions. This is why I love coaching, because that is where the shit goes down. That's where it gets really, really real. When you say to yourself, I want to feel alive. One, I have no idea how to do that. And two, oh my gosh, I have so much resistance to taking this daily action. That is where your North Star becomes everything. Because I'm telling you guys, an example, I want to feel strong in my body, right? I've been wanting to feel strong in my body forever. I feel strong in my body now. And it's like, I can just always take it to the next level. Well, Heather, being the ambitious go-getter that I was, I'd feel strong in my body and I would work out and then I would get sick, right? Probably about 50 podcasts ago, I'm always catching a cold or something. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm trying to work out. I'm trying to feel strong in my body. But what I was doing, I had to find the right workout for my body. And I was still seeking professional help. And it's not that these professionals didn't know what they were doing. It's like, I don't know everything for everybody either. I'm like, what works for you? Take that and tweak it and run and keep going, right? So I had to, through trial and error, which is what life is about, I had to not back down and say, okay, how can I work out in alignment with how I want to feel? I want to feel strong, but I don't want to be sick. So what's going on with my body? Why is it reacting this way? It's telling me something. So I had to figure out that right now anyways, I know it's going to shift shortly, but I had to work out about 20 minutes a day and building an at-home practice was actually working better for me rather than going to CrossFit for an hour a few times a day, or not a few times a day, a few times a week. And so, but for me, I had to get over the belief that, you know, showing up every, I'm like, this isn't going to do anything. 20 minutes, that's easy, right? That's easy. But it's the compounding effects. If I show up for 20, 30 minutes a day and I do that 5-6 days a week, one, I'm not dead every day. And two, the compounding effect, I feel stronger than I ever have because it's from the inside out. It's the little actions that make all the difference. So one, you have to get clear on how you want to feel. You have to make that your North Star. You have to stop focusing on the pizza. You have to stop focusing on the shit and say, you know what? I'm so done talking about my problem. Now I want to create a plan to make the magic happen. And then you have the plan, and then you got to follow through with the plan. Yes, it's not going to be perfect, but you know, if you get 80% of it done, awesome. You're golden. The 20%, then you got to learn to not beat yourself up and just to rinse and repeat and progress, not perfection. Okay. The last point I have on the counterintuitive way to manage your time for massive growth, lead from your energy, not reacting from other people's energy. So reading that blog post, you could see that she was reacting from other people's energies, other people's expectations of who she needed to be. And it could be a little expectation of like, hey, Susie, how are you? Can we talk for an hour right now? And she's probably going, oh man, you know, everyone's taking my time. Meanwhile, this woman or neighbor or whoever is just like, hey, I would just like to talk to you. Let me know if you have time now or later. So if you have boundaries, if you have energetic boundaries, this is huge, huge. And you don't have to be a bitch about it. You can use your North Star and talk to people in alignment with how you want to feel. Hey, I would love to chat right now and be of service to you, but I can't. I've had to do this a lot this week. A lot of people have asked for my time and I'm like, thank you so much for thinking of me. But now is just not a good time. You know, I'm honoring them. I'm being respectful and I'm just declining and I'm saying no. I'm not like, no, fuck you. Don't ask me. They're not going to come back. Right. So it's being in alignment. But I will tell you, when I was first transitioning over to start living this way, I had a lot of anger and resentment inside of me. And that would come out in my communication because I would, you know, people are like, oh, can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? And I would project on them and be like, everyone needs my time. I feel so overwhelmed. And I'd be like, no, I'm not doing this. Or I just wouldn't respond or whatever. And I get it, guys. It is overwhelming. Life can be full, but energetic boundaries are huge. And you might be thinking, well, Heather, what the heck is an energetic boundary? It's just living in alignment with how you want to feel. That's it. And, you know, when something comes in, and it could be my child's example coming to me while I'm podcasting, Mom, can you do this for me? No, honey, I can't. I'm podcasting right now. I can talk to you in 10 minutes. Okay, cool. And if he doesn't respect that, that's okay. He can have his meltdown, right? He can do this. He can do that. I can't tell you how many times my kids have said to me in the last week, can we go here? Can we do this? Can you buy me this? Can you buy me that? And I was like, no, 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 no. And I said it in so many kind, loving ways. And I thought, how many times before have I said yes to them because I felt guilty? Or because I was just so overwhelmed, I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. And then, you know, you go back through your Visa statement or your credit or your debit statement. You're like, I spent $300 on crap this month just because I didn't know how to say no. And that crap ended up in the garbage and because they broke it when they got home. And then I was angry and resentful and presenting that onto them because I couldn't say no to my children. So at the core of it, if I would have honored myself and said no, I would have never bought it for them. Therefore, I wouldn't have projected my anger onto them and blamed them, right? And they were like, I'm just asking, right? If you don't ask, you don't get. So I know this is a lot of information that I'm giving you guys today. I want you to just sit with it. I want you to later pull out your pen and paper and just ask yourself, who am I not living in alignment with? Like, what relationship in my life? Is it with my children? Is it with a partner? Is it at work? Is there, like, you know, one relationship at work? Is it with the neighbor? Is it, you know, with yourself? I mean, the relationship with yourself is number one. Where are you not in alignment? Where are you giving, giving, giving when you actually don't want to be giving from that place? And I know you've heard it many times, less is more, but the quality of your life will improve. And sometimes you have to slow down to speed up. So you'll slow down, you'll get the clarity, and then you're like, okay, now I can lead from the energy that I want to be leading with. When I got sick and I was in recovery, I felt really guilty because the old Heather from like give, 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 like, you know, volunteer positions and things like that. I had to say no. I said no to everything and I focused on me and nobody cared. Nobody said anything to me like, oh, Heather, you're not the same person you were. I was really hard on myself mentally at the time. And I'm like, Heather, you have the rest of your life to do this. Just rebuild yourself. Rebuild yourself. Lead from this place. So what? When you do give back, oh my God, it's going to be so much better. So you're constantly in this battle with yourself and your own beliefs and your own thoughts. So I just want you to know, one, you're not alone, and two, change is possible. You do not need to give in to the cultural current of motherhood that you need to be chronically exhausted, fatigued, burnt out and overwhelmed. Yes, you will have seasons. You will have hard, challenging seasons in your life and in your parenting, but it doesn't need to slowly kill you. You have to take specific, strategic action. All right, ladies, thanks for listening to my ramble today. So please, if you haven't already subscribed to this podcast on iTunes, I would love if you have gained any value from this, if you are also able to leave a review. It's actually kind of simple. It seems a little overwhelming sometimes, but I know when you're on the podcasting app, and I'm sure there's another way to do this, you can just go to leave a review, and then you can leave, if you think it's worth 5 stars, leave 5-star review and just a little feedback for anybody else that's looking for the podcast, saying like, what's this podcast about? Should I listen to it? Also, that other thing that I have coming up. So Mastery is now closed. We do have a few people that we're having interviews with for Mastery, but applications for that are closed. And a lot of the feedback that I've been receiving from people is, you know, they jump into Mastery, they're ready, they're committed, they've been doing the work. It's an 8-month commitment, but it's also a big financial commitment. And, you know, we're looking at all areas of your life. So I thought, how can I be of service to these women in this one-on-one capacity, but it's not such a big financial commitment, and you are going to get you're going to dive into this work. So what I've decided to do is do a Mom is in Control time and energy intensive, because I know time is the big issue, right? Energy is the big issue. So I'm creating a 4-hour intensive. So me, you, and an intimate group of other women are going to be gathering together. We'll hang out on Zoom. So it's kind of like Skype. We have the video and we can interact with each other. So we're going to be doing this. Let me see if I have, I'm going to pull up the information. November 9th is the first intensive. And this intensive is all about you. It's in real time, showing up for those 4 hours. So you block pretty much like the day off on your calendar. You get a babysitter, you go to a coffee shop, you lock yourself in the car for 4 hours. I don't care what you do. This is where we're going to make magic happen. So in this 4 hours, so yeah, it's Friday, November 10th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you can't make it to this day, don't worry. I'm going to tell you how you can get, you might be able to do the next one. But during this 4 hours, I'm going to walk you step by step by step through the process that I use, the energetic time management process. We're going to be talking about time. We're going to be talking about energy. It's live Q&A. We're going to be doing hot seats with you guys. So for 4 hours. And then in that space, you're also going to be doing the work. So you're not just learning a concept. You're going to have your calendars out. You're going to have your life out. You're going to be like, I'm organizing my time in alignment with how I want to feel. So we're going to talk about, how do you want to feel? What is it that you want in your life? So if you go to momisincontrol.com/intensive, so intensive, you're going to see a little intro page there. I want you to enter your name and your email. This puts you kind of on the wait list. So if you're like, I can't do November, that's fine. You're kind of entered into the wait list. We'll let you know when we open up another day. But also, when you enter your name and your email, I'm going to send you all the podcasts that I've done previously that are kind of like in alignment with this. So if you're like, I want to dive into this time piece, then I just send you a list of them. So that's a great way to get that as well. Also, there's a $200 off coupon. So this time intensive, you're getting 4 hours of this intensive coaching with me. We're going to do the process together. I'm literally walking you step by step through the process. So don't expect that you need to know anything. Like, come as a complete newbie, and I will go step one, step two, step three, step four, and that. Also, right now, especially for November, I don't know if I'll be doing this in the new year, I'm offering a 30-minute one-on-one follow-up coaching call with me. So not just are you learning and implementing, you're going to have like a 30-day follow-up one-on-one coaching session with me. And we have a private Facebook group and things like that. So this intensive now, and I'm telling you 100%, this will be going up in the new year, is $9.95. You also get unlimited access to to the content. So we will record it, but I want you to be able to show up live. So you get $200 off that. So you get it for $795. So all you have to do is head on over to mamasincontrol.com/intensive, fill out your name and your email. You'll be sent to another page where you can register for that. So we're going to have about 20 women in this round. It's going to be kick-ass. You get to interact with me one-on-one. Yeah, it's amazing. I'm teaching you the foundational core concept of the mastery program, which has been the game changer for the ladies in my group. It's helping them live in alignment with how they want to feel. So this is all about helping you. Like, no more excuses, guys. No more excuses. I am so, so done hearing your excuses. It's like, you can change. You can 100% change. You can turn the shit around. So I ask you, what would your life look like if you felt more in control of your time and energy? How much are you losing in your business or career right now because you haven't solved your time and energy problems? How much money are you spending? I guarantee you, if I went through your budget with you, you would be able to save this money. You would have made more money by making this investment. How much money are you spending unconsciously trying to cope with your stress, shopping, eating out, unnecessary spending because you haven't pre-planned? How many therapy sessions have you taken to deal with the stress, just talking about the problem without a solution or a plan or accountability to follow through? Lastly, how often have you found yourself yelling at your children because you feel overwhelmed with everything on your to-do list? I'm trying to make this as accessible as possible, ladies, but I need you to show up. So head on over to mamasincontrol.com/intensive. Get on that list. I'll send you the $200 off coupon code, the list of podcasts that are in alignment with this modules that with, you know, this philosophy that I teach. And if you can make it to the November one, you can register on the spot. All right, ladies, remember, you got this. You do have control, but it's going to be uncomfortable. You got to implement some tools and strategies, make a plan, and get clear.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.